We chatted with him, oh, I reckon, maybe about 6 weeks ago, and he's a lucky charm. And I'll tell you how I'm going to open this up. The NRL Rose probably posted this the best on Instagram, and they wrote this about Paul Momirovski. In 2018, in just his second career game, he scores a try in the Roosters preliminary final against the Rabbitohs, misses selection in the grand final. The Roosters win the grand final. As I say, Billie Jean King probably said it best. A champion is scared of losing. Everyone else is afraid of winning. Well, not this bloke. 2020, he heads to the Melbourne Storm as part of the loan deal with the Tigers, part of the premiership squad, but doesn't play in the grand final. 2021, signs with the Penrith Panthers. And I can tell you this, speaking about the Penrith Panthers. In 2016, Brian, Paul Momirovski wins a famous grand final for the Young Roosters, ironically, beating the Panthers. He beat the likes of Dylan Edwards. So too in the team was Tyrone May, and the list goes on. And he now saddles up with these blokes to try and win a premiership. And I'm pleased to say Paul Momirovski, Mommers, is on the line. G'day, mate. You're off to the big dance.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's good. Before we get, can we just have a caveat on not saying going to the big dance?
Yes, okay.
Let's cut that out.
Okay.
Anyway.
Right.
So, Paul, you're off to the grand final.
Yeah.
Mate,
it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is going to be exciting. So, give us an indication of what goes on this week. Have you got your plan for this week?
A few more responsibilities we have to do this week. We've got a fan day and a few little things that we wouldn't normally have, I guess. Last year was a bit different. We were all locked down, so we didn't have all this stuff to do. So, just ticking off a few boxes there and make sure we get our training right.
Mommers, when did you realise the event we're talking about is the Dance of the Large Variety, which you'll be going to this weekend? But what was the moment where you thought, holy dooly, I'm on my way to a grand final?
Not until after the game, I think. I knew what was at stake before the game, obviously. Mm. But until the game sort of finished, and once I got my breath back, I think that's when it really hit me. And the last couple of days, it's been a bit surreal, but now it's just sort of focusing on one more game. I think all the uncertainty around, like, you're not home, right? You don't just play your last game and you go home. It's all the things to organise, so it's a little bit more settled now. I think boys have a clear idea of what's going on and what we're going to do. So, yeah, right now it's good.
Mom, is that first try, Stephen Crichton's try, when Nathan Cleary has come out and said he practised it all week, did you know it was on? What was the trigger for Crichton to know that it was coming? Is it when Nathan went to dummy half?
So we did practice it. We practiced that sort of play. Obviously, it's been reported on, like Teddy did early in the year. So we just tried to sell it as much as we could that we're going to run the ball, and opened it up for Stephen on the wing there. So it worked. It worked well. But, yeah, we definitely practiced it all week.
Is there any gifts in having played South already? You've watched the video after the loss to South only a couple of weeks ago. Do you feel like that was a bit of a lesson for you blokes to get to see them, and now you can respond to that?
I think it was a lesson just in general. I think to get to the grand final after losing that first one, I think we learned a lot of lessons from that first one, and we've got ourselves in a position to play them again. I think both teams would probably say that it would benefit them versus each other sort of at this part of the season. But there's no secrets anymore. Like, we both know how each other play. We've versed each other, I think, 3 times this year. So it's just, yeah, it comes down to Sunday, really.
Mate, it was a very physical game. Both sides copped a few knocks. Are you blokes come out of it okay? There's a bit of, was it been reported, Pangai Jr.'s gone off for scans?
Yeah, I'm not too sure about Tavita and a few of the other boys. We haven't had any training sessions or anything yet, so everyone's just been recovering, so I'm not too sure where he's at and what he's done. So I'm sure we'll find out about that real soon, but I'm just in the dark as you.
Mommers, you're taking on Dane Gagai. That'll be your assignment for the evening of the grand final. But how does the week look for you guys? How many training sessions are you expecting to squeeze in?
I think we'll get on the field a couple of times. I'm not sure. Probably like 3 times. We're going to go down to Brizzy for a fan day, so we'll probably train there. I think we're going to train down there. But apart from that, yeah, I think we'll get 3 in. Might be a light day to start with, to be fair. Get freshen the boys up a little bit.
I gather you would have watched the South Manly game. What did you take out of that?
Yeah, South capitalised, and they looked hungrier, and they just capitalised on their opportunities, really. Like, obviously, they played their game. They did what they needed to do, and they got the win. I guess so did we. Two sort of different games when you look at them, if you're a fan watching them, in terms of points scored and whatnot, but yeah.
Mommas, watching that game, I felt that Manly were a lot closer than what the scoreboard was showing, because every time they got up in that half, they pretty much created an opportunity, but they just didn't let themselves in the game. Is that how you saw it?
Yeah, it looked like that at the start, didn't it? I think two tries were disallowed at the start of the game, and it sort of changes everything. I guess that's all these finals games, it comes down to a few moments you can pinpoint, and you go, oh, well, if that happened, this would have been different. So I guess on Sunday and in every finals game, it's just you want to be on the better side of those moments, don't you? That's what matters at the end.
Hey, Bombers, I want to ask about your defence, because you got the best defence in the competition. Is it something that you work on more than attack, because, or the last couple of months? Because it just seems that your attack, I mean, it's probably not as fluid as it has been, and but your defence is certainly, that's what's got you, certainly got you the win on the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I think every team, the old defence wins comps. It is true. All the teams that sort of there at the back end of the season, the teams that defend the best, you're going to keep yourself in the game if you defend well. It's definitely something we work on a lot. We take a lot of pride in it, and I think you can see that in our performances. We're a team that wants to work hard for each other in defence. And like you said, if your attack isn't firing, or if you're not scoring 30 points a game, you keep yourself in games and you win yourself games with defence. And I guess that's the way we look at it.
Paul, I'm very happy for you. You're off to a grand final because, as we said at the top, you've missed out on a couple. How hard was it for you when, you know, you're pretty much back to full strength and Brian Toto's back, and the people are saying, would Crichton move back into the centres, or would Naden be there, or would Momorowski be there? And there was all this uncertainty as to who would play who. How relieving is it now to know that you're off to a grand final?
Yeah, it is relieving. Definitely one to be a part on the field at this time of the year. I think everyone does. I'm not someone to pay attention to what journalists are saying and about the team. I've got the coach here living in the same resort as me. If I had any questions or any uncertainty, that's an easy conversation for me to have. And he's the only person that picks the team at the end of the day, not the media. So that was the only person I was worried about. But like you said, I'm very happy and grateful to be in this team at this time of the year. I love playing with these boys, and we put ourselves in a great position.
Is there any talk of a trip away? I know the grand final is next Sunday, but usually there'll be some sort of committee, and you'll be going. Obviously, we can't go to Hawaii, we can't go overseas or Vegas. But is there any chat, Mommas, that you might be heading somewhere after the grand final?
No, not at the moment. I think we've got a few days we've got to stay at the resort for a few days after. So I think we've got about 4 nights after the grand final where we still stay up here, so we get to enjoy each other's company there. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of chats next week, but nothing this week.
If you are successful next Sunday and Gladys opens up, well, she is opening on the 11th, how many people can you jam into your unit at Pyrmont?
Yeah, hopefully you see my family. I haven't seen them in 6 months, so wouldn't mind just seeing them to start with, and we'll figure it out from there.
Which Bunnies player is going to get the most attention on the videotape, would you say, this week? Is it Cody Walker? Is it Blake Taff? Is it Reynolds? Is it Cook? Who do you think gets most of the time?
I think we're not doing well if we focus on one player. If 30, 13 players on the field at any time, they could attack, at this stage of the year, anyone could sort of hurt you. Cody Walker's obviously been great all year, and he was great the other night as well, so I'm sure he'll get a look in. But it's for us, it's focusing on the whole team. It comes down to one game. We're going to play our best against what they'll bring their best as well. So,
what about a bit of visualising, Paul? If you imagine you've won the grand final and somebody's gone up to collect the Clive Churchill medal, who could you see going up to collect that?
Oh, someone in the Panthers jersey?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Good answer.
Anyone in the Panthers jersey, I'll be happy with that.
No, very, very good. Well, mate, congratulations. An amazing life achievement to be able to go and get yourself to a grand final. You've had so much success in this very early career for yours, and may this time next week be a very, very happy day for you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.